It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I'm thinking about what others will think of me, and specifically that is when I say no to doing something. And I guess it's fair to say that many years of my life, I've had a tryst with saying no, which means I say no, but then I feel guilty. So usually the no turns back into a yes. And I just have been conflicted because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. I don't want to let someone down. So I will do that to myself. I will let myself down. Well, of course, as you get older, you and of course, as your spirituality grows, you just say, you know what? I have to stand in my truth and honor me, and I have to say no and really mean it, and not feel guilty as a result of that. And so that's what I'm doing, because as much as the holidays have been wonderful and there's so much to be grateful for, I am literally exhausted. And when someone invited me somewhere today, I really, really wanted to go, but my body said no, and I had to honor that. And when I turn to the scriptures and I look for someone who is a leading example in this area, it is Daniel. You know, Daniel was a person who stood his ground, who stood up for what he believed in, even when his life was on the line. You know, first instance, which is, you know, he refuses the king's diet because he just stood in his truth and no meant no. And, even when his back again was against the wall, he did that. And so I'm going to lean on Daniel today. And I'm also going to use the scripture Philippians 4:11 to help me. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So today, what they think of me is going to take a back seat to who God says I am. And right now he says, my child, you need rest. So with this, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.